When the cockpit got too warm, he crawled out of the plane and sat next to it. That was better. He rested with his back to the wreck beside the little pine and looked down the canyon across the tops of the snow-covered trees to the empty country from which he had come. At first, he had been anxious, staring up the big peak, looming over everything, poking through the storm clouds, the northernmost point of this range. He turned to look at the wings sticking straight up through the snow and at the numbers painted on the wing, and didn't recognize them. He had been glancing down at a map on his lap when he felt the first jolt of the downdraft, and the last thing that he remembered was that the altitude was less than 12,000 feet. When he came to in the wrecked cockpit, he iced his head wound with snow until his hands were numb, and then took an inventory, assessing his chances just as he always had. He thought of his wife and son, and wondered when they were coming for him. There had been so much snow piled on the door he almost didn't have the strength to push it open. Sitting outside was better now, but he was still warm. He snuggled down, feeling as if he were rushing through the air at 200 miles an hour, like the time his balloon hit a wind shear in the jet stream as he soloed at 27,000 feet over the East China Sea. He was hot now, and his head ached, and he remembered that his wife had died a long time ago, and that he must have another one somewhere. He laughed and took off his t-shirt. His son would never have the sense to find him up so high on the mountain to bring him home. He'd leave that to the pros. He looked back at the peak, but its spire was hidden now in the swirling white.